the great harmonies here live on Current State, courtesy of the DeCamp sisters, Libby and Riley DeCamp from Romeo, Michigan. We'll hear more from Libby and Riley and talk to them here in just a little bit. They got two EPs and a tour coming up, so there's lots to talk about. I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to Current State. Earlier this year on our program, we welcomed John Barry from the Appropriate Technology Collaborative to Studio S. He explained that the collaborative creates new technologies to improve the quality of life in developing countries around the world. The organization also collaborates with universities. And this year, a team of Michigan State engineering students worked to build a water purification system for low-income countries. Joining us now are two of the MSU students who worked on the project, Grant Golassa and Shen-Li Pei. Grant and Shen-Li, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Sure. Grant, tell us how you ended up working on this project then.
Well, at the beginning of the semester, we were asked to pick which project we wanted to work on to help out the struggling citizens throughout the world. And we chose to build a device that purified water for areas such as Guatemala and other parts of Africa.
And Shen-Li, you had a number of different projects you could have chosen, and mm-hmm. you chose this one as well?
Yeah, I chose this one as well. We just gathered a team that we all passionate on this water device project, and we all think this is where our passion is at, and it's our gut feeling to do this project.
And remind our listeners what the Appropriate Technology Collaborative is.
It's also known as ATC. They're out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. They do a lot of nonprofit work with different countries throughout the world. Right now, they're mainly focused on Guatemala. They have a couple different projects. One is solar-powered, like battery packs, cell phones, water purification devices, water heaters.
What part of the world are you looking at to really spread this technology?
So far, we spread it out in Guatemala to use, but ATC also has their website up online for everybody else to view. So over the world, people who see this device and interested in it, they can also download the file and knowing all the information be used in the regions they want it to be used. So it will be all over the world.
Okay, so this is is this a relatively low-tech device that you've created
yes,
here?
Yes, it's pretty low-tech. It only has a low-pressure mercury bulb, and then some ballast, really simple circuitries, and the battery and the switch on it.
But a mercury bulb is the heart of this thing.
Yes.
What does that do? What role does that play in purifying water?
So the low-pressure mercury bulb we purchase takes out 256 nanometer wavelength light, UVC lights, that which kills the germs and then disable the bacteria in the DNA side. So that's why the bacteria and the viruses, they cannot reproduce anymore.
So it's UVC light that has a particular impact on bacteria.
Right. It's also known as germicidal light.
Germicidal light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What these are components then, Grant, that are relatively accessible for people in developing countries?
Yeah, they're we use a protein shaker for our actual container, which has three different compartments. The top compartment is where you'd store your water, where you'd scoop up your water from the river. The next compartment has your circuit board, and then the bottom compartment just has your battery pack. The batteries are all
this
readily
is one right here that,
yes.
that you brought in. Okay.
I
thought this was
there,
your
I'll
coffee mug, yeah. to tell you the truth for a second. It looks just like an insulated coffee mug like you might get. And the top is what again?
That's where your water would go, just like a normal cup.
The water is here. What's in the middle?
The circuit board.
And at the bottom?
The battery pack and the switch.
Okay. And you shake?
No, you don't.
You
to
don't
shake.
Shake.
No,
okay.
You don't shake.
Okay. But the light gets to the water and this UV light.
Yes.
Has a tendency to breaks down the bacteria. What were some of the bigger challenges in creating? This is your creation then at the
yes.
ATC?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you know how this unfolded? What were some of the challenges associated with developing this?
So the main project was originally defined to go to a LED light bulb, But after a lot of research, we found out that LED light bulbs cost about $300 a piece if you're looking to get a UVC emitting bulb. So then we went down to the mercury bulbs because they're cheaper and more readily available. And until the LED technology moves along, it's really not realistic for people who are living on $2 a day
now
to
purchase. I've heard of mercury vapor bulbs. Is that the same?
Yes, low-pressure vapor.
It's the active ingredient in generating this light.
Correct.
You are both mechanical engineers, but this project required you to understand and use various disciplines to make it work. Talk to us about that.
So this whole thing that we did a lot of research on biology side and the physics side and also electrical engineering side part of it, because we don't really know how UVC works before, and then that's why we need to go into the website research and see what is UVC, how they break down the bacteria. So that's the background knowledge we need to know before we even create anything like that. And then for physics side, that we need to look into what kind of battery power we need, what kind of energy we need to kill those bacteria. And then for the electrical engineering side is the circuitries, how are we going to connect a proper circuitries for the low-pressure mercury bulbs, because they require at least 380 volts starting voltage to spike up the bulb and then maintain a lower voltage later on during when it's on.
How big an impact could this have, Grant?
It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Statistically, there are, every 21 seconds a child dies in the world from drinking waterborne disease water.
For some people, the term engineering conjures up images of shiny new objects, the latest creation from Apple or whatever the case might be. Some people just don't think of what tools would be helpful for developing communities. How has working on this project impacted your understanding of what you can do as an engineer?
Well, most of the world isn't really solicited to by the top corporations. People in Guatemala don't have iPhones. People in Africa don't have Rolex watches. But everyone needs water. And if 1.2 billion people worldwide don't have access to clean drinking water, then this would be solicited to 1.2 billion, which would be bigger than any other market out there.
That is really exciting. Have you been to Guatemala?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you plan to go to Guatemala?
Possibly.
Okay.
It'll be a future plan.
Possibly. That would sound pretty exciting, since you're kind of talking about targeting that part of the world. What are there next steps here involved in this? Could you refine this project right here or improve this in some way?
There's many future improvements that we can done, and such as like adding a filter glass to prevent rocks hitting in the bulbs and then break the bulbs, and adding a timer on that so that the user will be able to know, okay, when I turn it on for 10 minutes, the clock starts ticking, and then it rings after 10 minutes is up. So they will know when to turn it on and turn it off. So a lot of future improvements we can add it on. And also ATC is also thinking about in the future making it as a bigger scale, not just only for personal use, maybe for a community use using the UVC light bulbs to kill disinfect water. So currently, because this is only one semester, 15-week course, that we are unable to do what we all wanted to do, but we are going to carry it on to hand it off to ATC and all the other engineers they have over that organization, and then also other people who are excited about this project, and then use what we've done and
run with it.
And then go beyond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grant Golassa and Shenli Pei are MSU mechanical engineering students who helped build this water purification system for residents in developing nations, all a part of the Appropriate Technology Collaborative. Grant and Shenli, good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.